Welcome back to the show. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And we are with you 7 nights a week. Well, not us, but somebody here at Free Talk Live is with you every single night of the week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. And we are now launching into the second hour of the show. But if you missed any part of the show tonight, or if you want to hear old shows from other nights, you can always go over to freetalklive.com. The first, the most recent 7 shows are right at the top of the page for you. And you can also submit your news stories to freetalklive.com, right?
That's right. I mean, all the news stories that are there at freetalklive.com are stories that people have uploaded, that, you know, they're either blog posts or videos or news stories that people have uploaded that they want to share with folks. It's a great way to, for, you know, you to get a lot of eyes on a particular story. A lot of people post a story to their Facebook and make a comment. Well, chances are good that your Facebook doesn't have nearly as many eyes. I mean, you'd have to have, oh, I don't know, 60,000 friends in order to get, you know.
I think you can even comment on the blog, too, over at Free Talk Live when somebody posts a story. And there is the BBS, right, the forum for Free Talk Live listeners. So lots of great resources over there. I know Ian and others have worked very hard behind the scenes on the website over the years. So definitely worth checking out. All right, Mark, we've got a phone call. Let's go to Courtney, who's listening in North Dakota on 970 AM. She wants to talk about the governor of Puerto Rico. That's an unusual topic. Courtney, are you with us?
I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you a male or female?
I'm a male.
Okay. I got confused by your name.
Courtney is one of those names that could go either way.
Yeah. So
yeah,
tell us what's on your mind.
Gary, and a bunch of other ones. And Michelle.
Yeah, absolutely. So please forgive me. Go on.
If you're a man named Michelle, you should have a French accent.
You know, just something interesting. I was channel surfing last night, and I was watching. I came across a John Stossel Investigates thingy.
Okay.
And he was talking about, the whole thing was about the road to serfdom and our road to socialism and everything like that. And something interesting came up. Everything is not, you know, going so well economy-wise here. But he was interviewing the governor of Puerto Rico, Luis Fortunio.
Okay.
And when he took office about 3 years ago, they were having a huge problem. Their deficit was something like $2 or $3 billion.
Wow.
And
just to clarify, isn't the U.S. deficit something like 20 trillion, what is it?
Right.
It's Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay.
So Puerto Rico, I mean, you know, it's, you know, but this is still interesting because you're still looking at a lot of states that have deficits, too.
Yes.
What he did is he ended up firing something like 30-some thousand government workers and cut taxes.
I see.
And what happened is more businesses that had left under the other governor, because he raised taxes, were coming back. The deficit now is close to $300 and some million, and he's looking at a balanced budget in the next couple of years.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. You know, you just in these times of these difficult financial times, the idea that everybody else out there should cut spending and, you know,
increase taxes.
Well, no, I mean for themselves.
Oh, I see.
How does
when
one
the government
get out
doesn't.
Of a difficult fiscal situation for oneself or one's business? Well,
mm-hmm.
You cut costs where you can cut costs, and you don't buy that extra fancy stuff. The Learjet, maybe we'll put that off. But, you know, with governments, they do exactly the opposite, as if it's going to work. And there's, you know, there's this whole idea of thought that that works, and from everything I've seen, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, and I just thought that was really interesting. I mean, he took a lot of flack for it. I mean, right after he did that, his approval rating was something like 12% or something ridiculous.
Sure.
Wow.
And
even though he lowered the taxes, he was still disapproved.
Well, almost, 35,000 some people lost their jobs.
Yep.
I see, yeah.
And all those people have families. There's no doubt about it. They've got families, and I can see why those families don't like that situation. Mm. But
sometimes when you get fired, it's the best thing that ever happened to you because it opens up other doors for you, you know. And I think a lot of...
They interviewed a lady who, you know, she was, you know, upset for a while. She was one of the 30-some thousand people that lost the job. But she ended up opening up her own business, and she's, you know, doing well. So,
Right, and now instead of getting paid for money that's taken from everybody, you know, by force, then she can make a living on her own and get money from customers voluntarily, right?
Oh, sure. And I just kind of wonder how many, you know, government officials we'd have to fire to do the same thing on the same level.
Let's do some math. Sounds like fun to think about.
You know, Governor Gary Johnson, he was the governor of New Mexico 2 terms, and that's all he was allowed to do. He was the vetoinist governor in the history of the United States, as I understand it. 700 bills, I believe, he vetoed. And his thought is, I guess it's 43% is the budget number that basically the deficit on the budget is 43%. He says that every government organization needs to cut 43% out of their budget. Just cut 43%, and then the next year, then everybody would be on target as far as the budget goes. I don't know. I mean, it's difficult when you look at these things this area is more important than that area, but who decides what's more important? I wonder whether it's a good idea just to me. There's areas that I just get rid of entirely, but other people would consider them very important.
I think I would get rid of a lot of it entirely. And Courtney thinks...
I think I would, too. And, I live in North Dakota. In North Dakota, we have a booming economy, primarily with the oil out west. And we have something like $1 billion in the bank and a surplus and all kinds of stuff. And the controversial measure coming up for our vote is to give people a property tax break.
That's
controversial, yeah.
it really is. I mean, if you look at it, you've got all the people that are renting are saying, well, so my landlord gets a property tax break, but my rent isn't going to go down. And
I don't know that that's true. I mean,
there's going to be some competition,
all
right?
All the landlords get a tax break, which means that all the landlords are in competition with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I guess it depends on how hard it is to become a landlord and how many laws
so
there are.
There's not a lot of housing there
barrier
right now.
Entry.
Buy an apartment building, you're a landlord.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Courtney, thanks for calling tonight. It's been great to hear about that. I did not know much about Puerto Rico before Courtney called.
Sounds good. I wonder, whether they're going to be able to turn it around. Puerto Rico's got the highest crime rate in the United States, but there's a lot of reasons why it's a nice place to live.
It's not really in the United States, I guess. I mean, isn't it?
It's a protectorate. They don't have the they can there's some votes that they can vote on. I don't think they get a voting member of the House of Representatives, but they send somebody there, which makes no sense to me whatever. But they can't vote on the president. Not like your vote for the president matters anyway.
No, it doesn't.
There's just too many people voting on who the president is. So.
But do they pay taxes to the U.S. government? I think
they do, right?
Yeah,
in some level.
Find some way to get them. Yeah. Anyway, Mark, I wanted to talk about this article with you. You had something about a baby being put on the no-fly list. I want to hear about that.
Really bizarre stuff. This is from news.yahoo.com, Eric Pfeiffer. Parents of an 18-month-old girl say they were humiliated after being pulled off a plane and told their young child had been placed on a no-fly list. After boarding a JetBlue flight in Fort Lauderdale, the parents of young Rihanna, who asked to remain anonymous over fears of repercussions. I wonder what kind of repercussions they'd have. But, of course, I guess the only people that they'd have to fear were the government in that circumstance.
Well, they're scared. I mean, most people are scared. The government has an enormous amount of power over them, and in this case, they are inhibiting them from catching their flight, right?
Yes.
Because their baby's name was on no-fly list.
And
what could the baby have done? I mean, really, it's just they can't even talk at that point.
Well, this is the thing is the TSA wanted, it says right here, over fears of repercussions, were told the Transportation Security Agency wanted to interview their toddler.
Wow.
I'm
speechless.
You know what? I'm going to just say who this was. Stefan Molyneux of Free Domain Radio.
Yeah.
I went on a cruise with him to the Bahamas to Bermuda recently.
Last year. November, right?
And, they were coming through customs, and he had to go through a different line because he's a foreigner. And the person there asked his daughter, "Is this your daddy?" She said, "No." And I'm like, oh, God, what's going to happen?
Oh, no.
What's going to happen? I mean, you should not be interviewing 2-year-olds.
Wow.
My government agents.
It's Freak Talk Live. Tell us your TSA horror stories. I always like to hear those. 855-453. We'll come up.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1586.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.25.98, $8.12.99 for a half ounce, or $4.06.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.25.98, $8.12.99, and $4.06.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about a baby who's on the TSA's no-fly list, but I'd love to hear your worst TSA horror stories because, you know, there's so many of them circulating around on the internet, but when one comes from a listener, it just has some extra special meaning.
people telling their own stories is compelling. There's no doubt. But
maybe if we hear enough of them in TSA, we'll just go away, right?
So many of them out there. I remember about a year ago, maybe it was a year and a half, Janet Napolitano, big sis, she was talking about their TSA doing away with taking off shoes. Where is this?
Yeah, I still had to take off my shoes the last time.
You know, I mean,
I think they've been talking about that for a while, but no action. Typical for government, right?
Just silly.
Yeah. Anyway, you can weigh in with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And, Mark, let's go right back into the story.
All right. So, the Rihanna's mother said, I said, what do you want to, it says, I said, for what? Referring to the TSA wanting to interview their toddler. And
did you finish, by the way, telling the story about Stefan and
his
daughter?
Yeah, that was basically it, is that, you know, you can't.
He didn't end up in a detention cell, right?
He did not. It was just a situation where a government bureaucrat asked, I can't remember how old his daughter was at the time.
You know, sometimes kids say no. Like, I could envision that happening. Like, is this your daddy? No. I could envision her just saying no because she just doesn't want to talk to me.
Yes, I do not want to speak to you.
Right. No, no thanks. I'm not talking to you.
Unacceptable.
Right.
No is pretty much the answer to everything when they're at a certain age. No, 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 no. I mean, it's just always no.
Yeah, well, it can be a way for someone to assert their autonomy, right? Because if you say no, that means I'm choosing. I don't want this. You know, I want to make the choice myself.
Right.
Right.
And anyway, going on with the story here, the TSA wanted to interview this toddler, 18 months old, and the mother's like, for what? And he said, well, it's not you or your husband. Your daughter was flagged as a no-fly. Apparently the mother said, excuse me? I mean, what? No fly, 18-month-old?
She isn't even old enough to have had some subversive blog or speech, you know. Probably goo goo gaga. I mean,
really, whose decision was it to go in and say, oh, yeah, well, I guess we got to pull the 18-month-old out. She's on the no-fly list. I mean, I'm going to make the executive decision for this agency right now. We don't need to ban any 18-month-olds from flying.
Yeah. Do you think this is good? I mean, I'd love to hear from somebody who thinks the TSA is doing a great job at keeping us safe and is necessary. 855-450-FREE, if that's you.
So whoever's to blame, the parents say they believe the incident began because they're both of Middle Eastern descent and because the wife wears a hijab.
I see what's going
on.
That's
a traditional headscarf. A 2011 poll from the Pew Research Center found that Muslim Americans say they believe they're disproportionately singled out by Air Force security officers.
Yeah, and I don't think they're making that up.
I had a friend of Muslim descent, and he, you know, we flew together, and this was absolutely the circumstance. I mean,
I
watched it happen.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, I have to agree that this is likely what the circumstance is. Eventually, the couple were given their boarding passes back. Interestingly, both JetBlue and the TSA, they said that they weren't responsible for the incident. The TSA says that because the couple and their child were eventually issued boarding passes, Rihanna could not have been on the no-fly list. The TSA did not flag the child as being on the no-fly list, the group said in a statement to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The TSA was called to the gate by the airline after talking to the parents and confirming through our vetting system. The TSA determined the airline had mistakenly indicated the child was on a government watch list. So, you know, TSA is blaming JetBlue. JetBlue's blaming the TSA. It's hard to know who was at fault here, but it says, we were humiliated, we were embarrassed, we were picked on, says Rihanna's father to the television station. I could only imagine.
If you're on a no-fly list, I imagine that the people who have that list in front of them, however they find it out, believe that you deserve to be there. You know, they are not giving you the benefit of the doubt.
There's a no-fly list, and then there's a watch list, too.
Right.
And the watch list, absolutely, that's what they're saying here is a mistake. You know, they're lying because the TSA, you can absolutely get airline tickets while being on the watch list. The no-fly list, you can't fly. Mm-hmm. The watch list, you can fly. They're going to watch you.
They just watch you fly.
And it sounds to me like that's exactly what happened here. The family decided to leave the airport rather than return to the flight.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how embarrassing it must be to be pulled off an airline and everybody having to wait for you and all this stuff.
Yeah, they'll probably never want to fly again. Right, and isn't the airline industry kind of doing poorly? I wonder if this has anything to do with that.
She's down 30%.
Yeah, wow.
So I can only imagine what it's like.
You know, there have been politicians who have been mistakenly on the no-fly list. I think it was the no-fly list. I'm trying to remember who it was. I want to say it was somebody who, it was like Ted Kennedy or someone, like before he died, who had someone else who was on this no-fly list had the same name as him. And mm-hmm. so the actual politician got stopped at the airport, but they got through no problem. Yeah, I mean, they're not going to get harassed because
there's all kinds of stories
there
of like nuns and politicians, and it's just interesting what happens with different folks.
Well, if you have a if you have a common name or a name that a lot of other people share the same name,
imagine John Smith.
Oh, yeah. He's not playing.
The most common first name in the world is Mohammed. What's that like? The most common last name is Chang, but I don't think there's a lot of Mohammed Changs.
Maybe. There probably are.
Not a lot of them.
I had a friend in college who had, I forget his name, but he had a very common name. I think it was like Matt Brown, and he had the website mattbrown.com where people could go if that was their name and put in their middle names and compare them and stuff.
Really?
Yes. I guess he just wanted to meet other people that had the same name.
I often get people with my same last name on Facebook wanting to friend me. Look, my name's Mark Edge, too.
Oh,
how
really?
Interesting.
Well, your name isn't Mark Edge.
No, it's not.
It's your radio name.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway, yeah, this is pretty ridiculous. Is that pretty much all there is to it?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if we're going to get any TSA stories. One more time, 855-450-FREE. You know, I wanted to kind of switch gears and go into something else. I was recently on a road trip this weekend with a couple of friends, and we drove through Massachusetts, and I was kind of nervous because I was wondering if we were going to get pulled over.
Massachusetts.
I'm a Mass. Yes, I come from. Yes, I was going to say that. Yeah, I come from there. I grew up near there and went to undergraduate there. But then I'm really glad that I moved to New Hampshire because I really like living here. You know, among the community of more liberty-minded people, and just the community here in general. You know, and I can feel the difference. You know, when you go
apparently
into Massachusetts,
you don't feel welcome in Massachusetts anymore.
well, when you go into Massachusetts or New York or Connecticut, you can just feel the state. You know what I mean? Like, it's very oppressive. You know, you see the signs, click it or ticket. You see the all the roads. You see cops pulling people's stuff out of their vehicles on the side of the highway. And you feel the state. And, you know, I see that in New Hampshire, too, really. No doubt about it. It's not the free state yet. We've got a lot of work to do, but it is better. And it's noticeable.
Yeah, I don't think everybody notices those things. They, you know, many of these places that have been a large government intrusion have lots of reasons why you'd want to go. You know, the Massachusetts has the Cape and Boston, and there's some pretty neat stuff there.
Yeah,
Springfield has the Basketball Hall of Fame, and it's I guess where Dr. Seuss is from, and there's reasons to go visit, but
yeah, but there's also reasons to stay away. So we're going to talk about there were 900 illegal speeding tickets given out in Massachusetts recently. And guess what the cops aren't doing? They're not apologizing. They're not taking them back.
Wow.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. I'd love to hear from you about whatever's on your mind. And there's more coming up. Stay tuned. Free Talk Live.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for this spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. 11th3survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is Stephanie with you. We're so glad that you've joined us this evening, and we would like to let you know that you can call us at 855-450-FREE. You can actually participate in the show, and Free Talk Live is live. It's the Sunday night edition, and if you're hearing us between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern, then you're welcome to call.
It is in fact live.
Yes, it is in fact live, and you can call and talk to us. And I do also want to remind you about shop.freetalklive.com. It's a easy and free way to help out the show if you like what we do. You can enter Amazon through Free Talk Live's portal, and they'll get a little referral fee, I guess. It doesn't change the price of your product, but it's an easy way of activism.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, go to manventureoutpost.com. They've got name brands at some of the best prices over there, whether it's knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, whatever the outdoor enthusiast needs, they have it, and they have it at some of the best prices you're going to find on the Internet. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You can get additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. Coupon code FTL.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Now, I wanted to talk with you about this story coming out of Massachusetts. We kind of teased it last segment, talking about how oppressive it is driving in these places. And, you know, often when you go out of state, they target people whose license plates don't match the place where you are. Right,
it's
the state police,
I mean,
and others.
Think about it for a second. As
yeah, they got you where they want you, right?
you know they're not coming back to dispute the ticket. They've either got to pay the ticket or they've got to dispute the ticket. Or
be wanted in that state. I had a friend who got a large speeding ticket in, I think, Connecticut. This is back when I lived in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And she just refused to go back to Connecticut. She didn't pay it. She didn't do anything, but she just...
I think your license can get suspended for those kind of things.
There are some states that just don't talk to each other. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have good communication between the governments of those states, and so...
I would not recommend that behavior.
Yeah, I know. I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying I had... It is what some people do, you know?
Indeed.
So, you know, my page just refreshed, Mark. I was going to talk about this 900 illegal speeding tickets
given out. You know, the law is supposed to be the sacrosanct thing. You know, we have the rule of law in this country. At least people will tell you that. I don't believe it for a second. And the idea that, you know, if a government gives, you know, does something wrong, loopholes, right? There's always loopholes that you can get through. But these tickets were illegal?
Yes, they were. Well, somebody challenged one in court and showed that... Basically, the speed limit that they claimed was there was no speed limit there. Or the speed limit wasn't what they said it was or
really?
Something like that. Because they had to do a traffic study in order to determine the speed limit, and they never did the traffic study.
Oh, I see.
So somebody beat a ticket on that.
This is always interesting, because you believe that these signs that are put on the side of the road are put there by people with white coats that know exactly what the proper speed for that particular area is. And it's absolute poppycock. I mean...
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, actually, wasn't there... There was an article I found somehow a while ago, like a few months ago, saying that actually the speed limits that are posted, it's only about 30% of people drive at or below that speed.
Right.
So that means there are 70% of people who, if they didn't have any restrictions on their driving, would drive above the posted speed limit. So that creates a big dragnet for potential people to pull over, you know?
Sure.
If going even 1 mile above an hour over that speed limit is grounds for pulling someone over, then, you know, they could pull over 70% of people. And most people don't exactly heed the speed limit, you know, like a lot of people stay within 10 miles over or something like that, or even 5 miles over, maybe 15 or 20.
And this is why the interstate speeds are interesting. They'll have 65 or 70 on interstate speeds. And, you know, a lot of people are comfortable driving 80 miles an hour or, you know, 75 miles an hour or something like that. And you'll see people get
90.
Comfortable. Well, you know, if you go look at the Autobahn in Germany or even, you know, traffic in Montana, which used to have no daytime speed limit, you'll see there's an upper limit with what people tend to be comfortable with.
Yeah.
And there's every once in a while there's some speed demon that wants to go along in the left lane and just keep on going and as fast as they can. And I'll agree that I consider that to be dangerous behavior. But
you know, it's the whole rewards and punishments thing, because the thing that keeps you from driving too fast, whatever, quote, too fast is, whatever arbitrary number that is, should be your concern for your own life and safety and your car and your property and other people's, right? It shouldn't be the fear of getting caught. And when it's the fear of getting caught, that means that people will try to avoid being caught. So they'll slow down when they see a cop. They'll get radar detectors. They're not interested in their own safety anymore. They're just trying not to get caught. Right.
You know, when I look at the interstate, what I find to be the most dangerous are people that are going too slow. If you find that guy that's pulling the boat and he's over in the right lane and he's clogging up, you know, people need to
then you got
to
pass them or stop or
you know, it can be very tough, you know, in places where there's only two lane roads, you know, one going one way, one going another. Mm-hmm. And you have somebody who's going slower than people would like. People do all kinds of crazy things to get past that person. I just had this circumstance happen recently, and, you know, you can sort of, you know, pull yourself away, look at the circumstance. I tend not to pass. I prefer not to pass in those circumstances. But sometimes I will if the person's going too slow.
Yeah. You want to stay away from the people who might be dangerous if possible, but sometimes you have to figure out how to do that, and it can be hard. Okay, let's talk to Adam. He's calling from Fargo, North Dakota, listening on 970 AM, I believe. And he wants to talk about the TSA. Oh, yeah, goody. Adam, do you have a story for us?
I didn't quite get to my phone in time to call earlier, but
I don't really
have a TSA horror story as much as it's an amazing story.
Well, good. I'm glad that you don't have a horror story. I'm happy for you.
Well, it's more of amazement that when I was in college a few years ago, I took a couple of trips to Austria and then Germany, which each trip had, I'd say, a grand total of 6 intra-U.S. flights before I got out of the country.
Wow.
And
you were trying to get a cheap ticket and you had a lot of transfers, maybe?
Well, I was with a large group.
I see.
Both times, and I think this must have been the best way that they were able to accommodate all of us. And one thing that amazed me is the bag that I used for my carry-on was the same backpack that I use when I go biking or skating. And so I had a couple pliers, a wire cutter, some Allen wrenches, a couple of screwdrivers, basic things that I might need if I'm out and about and I need to make a quick repair.
Oh, I can see where this is going. Go on.
Believe it or not, I went through 8 U.S. airports before someone in Amsterdam stopped me and said, what are these tools that you have?
Oh, my. Wow.
And then how do you get them back?
They're keeping us safe.
And I was confused, and I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. I forgot these were in my bag, and I don't care. Keep them if you want. I've got a 10-hour layover that I need to prepare for. Can I go take a nap? And they finally eventually let me go with the, well, it's clear that you're not doing anything stupid. And I was just amazed that when I stopped and I thought about it afterwards, thinking there are all these people that are getting harassed for nothing, and here I've been going through with some things that the TSA would consider very dangerous, and they've just been ignoring them.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, you know, I mean, they're busy throwing away water bottles, but, you know, whenever we get a news story, and the TSA is kind of tight-lipped about testing itself with its red team, but whenever we get a red team news story, it's
leak, yeah.
75%, 80%, 100% of guns, knives, and bombs that they've tested themselves on mm-hmm. with their own team. They miss.
Yeah.
And
and then they focus
on...
They're
so busy looking, you know, picking up pennies that they're stepping over $100 bills.
Yeah. You know, they harassed me for chopsticks once. I had some chopsticks in my purse that I was taking through. They considered them a weapon.
Any smoker will tell you that they've gotten lighter after lighter through the TSA. And this is the one thing that was statutorily disallowed. So it's actually against the law to carry a lighter.
Yeah, and who doesn't have an extra lighter if they smoke cigarettes, you know, somewhere in their person,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it just happens.
Mm-hmm. So,
silly.
Adam, that's a great story. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
I was thinking of something to comment about the speed limit.
Okay, well, if you want to hang on the line with us, we'll let you get to it in just a moment. More when we come back with Adam, who wants to talk about speed limits. I have some more thoughts on that, too. I think it's an interesting topic. Who hasn't sped? If you've never broken the speed limit, you might want to give us a call. 855-450-FREE. And there's more Free Talk Live on the way. Stay tuned.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie with you tonight.
And Mark.
And we are your hosts this evening. We'd love to hear from you about anything that is on your mind tonight at 855-450-FREE. We've solicited, you know, TSA horror stories, TSA interesting stories. Adam had a good one in the last segment. And we're going to go back to him because he wanted to talk about speeding, which we had also been discussing previously. Adam, tell us about speeding.
Well, one thing that I found pretty interesting is, I don't remember if it was last spring or the spring before, there was an independent effort to figure out what speed limits should be on a fairly busy thoroughfare in Fargo. And
okay.
I saw a few pieces of equipment that they had planted out into the road I drive regularly to, and they determined that the average speed most people were driving was about 35, even though the posted limit was 40.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that came to my mind was, I wonder if they accounted for the fact that the lights on this road are so badly timed that
they're
sitting for significant periods of time.
Oh, maybe, and that pushed down the average, yeah. Maybe a median would have been a better measure, huh?
Yeah, and it just seemed ridiculous to me, especially since this road doesn't have dedicated right turn lanes, and there's a lot of right turning off of this road. All I can think is, this study was badly skewed.
Yeah, so that's a great
lanes
point.
And right turn lanes really will speed things up. And, you know, having moved up here to the Northeast where they think that traffic circles are the answer to everything, you know, I kind of like them.
I don't like them. I feel confused by them. Especially, they're difficult when you're trying to follow directions, and it's hard to tell which one to get off at. You know, you end up circling around a bunch of times. I've done that in Keith before. You know, but Adam, I actually was curious. You said it was an independent study that was commissioned to determine the average speed. I wonder if it was like a connected, you know, a government-connected company. Maybe not the police themselves, but somebody who had a sweetheart deal or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know for sure how independent it was, if it's one of the situations where the city worked, like hired their engineers, and they worked
as
with
independent
this other
contractors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know exactly how it was, so I always take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah,
but,
and how
like
are they measuring the speed, by the way? Do you know
how
what method?
I don't know for sure, but I did see that there were a few of those pieces of equipment that they drape across the road to get an approximate estimate of how fast someone is going in between a couple of certain places, you know, over like an 8-foot span, and using that to average.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's all in all very much an eyebrow-raising thing, even though they seem like they're trying to at least make some sort of positive impact.
Mm-hmm. So, it seems like they make speed limits in most places too low, because most traffic tends to move at faster than the speed limit.
Well, and it seems like based on this report, and also based on what we know, you know, the fact that most people tend to not to speed, to go over the speed limit, it seems like people ignore them, you know?
Largely.
Yeah.
And then when they bring out these speed cameras in order to give everybody a ticket, it could be shown that these are just revenue generating tools that they have.
Yeah, I mean, those are famous in Arizona. They have those cameras that just mail you a ticket, basically. And that's a private company that's doing that, and
they're getting
a cut of it. Yeah. So Adam, thanks for the call tonight. That was an interesting discussion. Let's go to Ed. He's listening in Tennessee. And Ed, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, hey, Stephanie, Mark.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hey, Mark, shame is a killer. I'm so against shame.
Mm-hmm.
Shaming people for acts they commit. As we know, all brains are not the same.
Well, I guess I'd have to hear more because
Ed, are you saying this because you heard us talking about the teacher who put the dog collar on the students?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And you asked Mark about shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about shame.
He did say last resort, so I had to give it to him. But he did say last resort, now that I think about it. But
yeah, I mean, it's something that's going to happen.
Again, so.
Well, just because it's going to happen doesn't mean you have to support it or think it's good, right?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I just don't.
Lots of things happen.
There's lots of things that people do, and I don't want to talk to them as a result. So I, you know.
Okay. Yeah, well, that brings up an interesting point, because a lot of times in liberty circles I hear talk about ostracism, right? Like, mm-hmm. as if it's the solution to all problems. If somebody does a crime or does something that you don't like, you just ostracize them. And I think it's a lot more nuanced than that. I mean, for one thing, to me, there's a difference between ostracizing someone, which involves shaming them, right, and being publicly telling other people, hey, this guy's bad, don't associate with him, and that, and just distancing yourself from somebody for your own safety and maybe telling a few friends for their safety. You know, there's a difference between those two things, because one involves a big element of shame and the other one doesn't.
It seems like it's a continuum to me. Small ostracism versus big ostracism. I'm not going to spend my time. No, there are not that many people and not that many actions that are important enough for me to spend my time, you know, talking S about somebody. Just don't have the time. But there aren't a lot of people that I find so interesting that I want to hang out with them. And, you know, at some point or another, somebody does something and you're like, I don't think I will want to spend my time hanging out with you anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't actively go out of your way to shame them. That's what you're saying?
Depriving them of my glorious presence is shame enough.
Yeah, that could be argued, too. Yeah, especially when you're talking about a parent and a child. You know, some parents think that it's, well, I don't want to hit my kids and I don't want to send them to time out, but I'll just ignore them if they're, quote, bad. And I think that those are all in the same vein, you know, because in some ways, ignoring somebody like a child who needs you as a parent is a form of punishment and a form of shaming.
Well, I mean, they'll, in some cases, act worse in order to get your attention.
Yes, that's true. So shaming doesn't work. In that situation.
I don't know.
Ed, what do you think?
No. Hey, you know, just like you say, why don't you apply what you say about economics as you do relationships? More freedom.
Yeah, yeah, why more freedom, voluntary interactions.
Hey, Stephanie, Mark, why do we want all this discipline on children? You should be speaking for indiscipline.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I've got to live in the same house as the kid, and that doesn't, just because I don't believe in spanking doesn't mean that you know, my child can rule my life.
There's a difference.
Said anything about that? What are you talking about?
Because if you don't have some level of discipline, the kid's going to try to run everything.
Well, but what do you mean when you say discipline, though, Mark?
You're talking about a 4-year-old, aren't you? A 5-year-old.
4-year-old now, but I've had the experience of all of them.
I wasn't getting into that.
You said he runs everything anyway, right?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, the center of the house. At least I'd like the tyrant to be benevolent rather than the
But
malicious.
So, it, clearly, if you thought that hitting him or hurting him or in some way or shaming him would work, would create a better situation, then you would do that, right? But you don't.
It doesn't seem to work. You know, those don't seem to be effective tools from what I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason
Hey, Stephanie, Mark, well, look at, why would you want to shame a child?
I'd just be supportive,
you know, and let it go. You know, whatever he does, just tell him, so you got your own mind, your own brain. I'm for you.
I try to tell him what I think.
I'm not talking about a four-year-old now. That's a whole different matter. I can handle a four-year-old,
a three-year-old. Well, there are a lot of people, Ed.
Twos, I love them.
You know, Ed, there are lots of people out there who think that shame is good for children, like it'll give them morality. Like, for instance, I'm talking about the people who tell their children, if you do this, if you're bad, you're going to go to hell. You know,
right. Yeah, it's just stupidity. But at the Thomas Paine quote I love, time makes more converts than reason. And that is so true. It's just people will evolve. In other words, if there's 30% of the worldwide population that, you know, is enlightened about these kind of subjects, in the near future, they'll be 50% to 70% to 80%. You know what I'm saying? It just evolve over time, you know.
It does seem like over time that all kinds of things are getting more peaceful, you know, around the world. Parenting techniques are becoming more peaceful generation by generation. And I'm hopeful.
Actually, fewer people as a percentage are killed by war, you know, as time goes by. And I think
that's just because there are more people being born, though, the population?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, Stephanie, Mark, what I want to talk about, though, is this privatization of prisons for juveniles. And you want to read this. It's on Alternet. But the unbelievable brutality unleashed on kids in for-profit prisons. Just like, you know, I think I talked to y'all last week. I can't remember. 1 week, 2 weeks ago, about kids being brutalized. And this proves it right here. And this judge in Jackson, Mississippi, you know, of course, in the southern state.
And, you know, I'd like to hear more of this, and I hope you'll be willing to hang on the line with us. We're going to hear more about the privatization of these prisons. Ed said last week that they break the kids' fingers, and I'm stunned.
Maybe there's a story or two of that happening. I haven't read them.
I'm sure Ed will let us know. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live. 855-453 is our number. Call us and participate in the show. And there's more coming up.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.